You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you as always by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. About 20 minutes away from Brandon Adams stopping by, our first conversation of the fall, reacting to a Georgia game. Obviously a nice win over Marshall on Saturday. Pretty clinical, pretty much what you thought it was going to look like, so we'll talk about that. Look forward to this weekend as well. Get into some of the other stuff that happened around the SEC and college football with BA. Also, the AMA at 140, any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. You can ask us anything you want. We'll get back to the big story of the day in just a minute. What?
I'm just laughing at you telling me about, because I just saw it too, the Bill Belichick thing where his lady comes over
to
him.
Yeah.
It's like, baby, go to the box. Go to the box, Shawty.
There's a lot of good captains.
Yeah, man. I got brought
$20. Going to a sleepover later. Can I borrow $20? If you haven't seen it, and it was pregame.
No.
Like, they were warming
up.
It was warming up. It was pregame.
It was.
And Jordan, what's her name? Jordan something. Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Jordan Hudson. She walked over to him. They exchanged a brief exchange, whatever. He goes back to the sideline and she goes away.
Go. Just
can't see the field.
Yes.
So people are making jokes like it was during
that's
the game.
That's a funny thing about
which
it,
is
dude.
Great.
Which is great.
But it was pregame. She wasn't down there in the third quarter.
Yeah, but go on about your business, Jordan. Okay, the only Jordan. She was more popular than Michael Jordan up in there.
She is going about her business, Randy.
Yes, she is.
That
but
is exactly
but it was
what
everybody,
she's doing.
And everybody was there. And you had Michael Jordan. Yeah, LT was there. Yep. Mia Hamm. I saw Pep was there on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Like, it was everybody was up in that thing.
Yep.
And they got their asses handed to them.
They got smacked.
And I'm laughing because, like, people thought they were going to be good because Bill Belichick coached the team.
I don't know.
They had no talent.
I don't know if people thought they were going to be good. I
mean, and they still might be.
There's probably some hype because of that, obviously. There definitely was some attention because of that.
Yes.
No doubt.
North Carolina getting the Monday night standalone game.
They wouldn't have been on TV last night if Bill Belichick wasn't
100%.
Their coach. And we wouldn't be making fun of them for losing to TCU if Bill Belichick wasn't their coach. So you understand all that goes into it. But there's also, like, I don't know, not that this is going to make it better, fix it, change it, or anything like that. But Bill Belichick spent the last 25 years making, like, every football fan's life a living hell.
Yes.
Like, most people listening to us right now, their worst sports memory of their life, he was the coach of the team that did it.
They hate him.
So every bad thing that happens to him, they love.
Yes, hate him.
Last night was a treat for Falcons fans.
Yeah,
now, it doesn't change anything, but whatever. You get a little chuckle out of it here and there.
That's all I'm getting out of it, because it's funny as hell, because Bill broke my damn heart plenty of times.
Right, exactly. You know.
Yes, I know personally.
You get it?
Personally. But, yeah, that was so daggone funny when I saw that, when that clip came. I was like, hey, can I borrow $20 to get some concessions?
I mean, it's just what it's going to be all year, right? Like, because they're not going to be good. They'll probably win some games because they've got some easier games coming up on them. They got Charlotte in a couple weeks. They'll probably beat those guys. But, I mean, they're not going to be good. They make a bowl game. That'd be pretty
impressive. You know what I want to see? If their first win is against Charlotte and somebody tries to give Bill a game ball. I don't want damn Super Bowls. damn football
Coach,
beat Charlotte.
Your first win in college football. Your first ever win. He's like 8 wins away from the all-time record in the NFL. Which he won't get to. He's not going to get a job in the NFL.
Yes.
And he wants that, obviously.
Yes.
He really wants that record. Which, why wouldn't you? I mean, it's not a criticism. People were kind of making it a criticism. Like, that's why he wants to keep coaching. Yeah, he wants to have the all-time wins record in the NFL. He wants to pass Don Shula. He's not going to get to do that. So, yeah, that'd be great. You got Charlotte, Coach.
Yeah.
You got him.
Man, I'll cherish this all my life.
You did it. They said it couldn't be done.
That's awesome.
And you showed up and you beat the Charlotte 49ers. I don't know why they're called that. I don't know if there was a gold rush in Charlotte.
It could have been.
I'm not going to Google it because it's Charlotte. But, yeah, that's probably where the first win is coming. Unless maybe who do they have this weekend? They got somebody this weekend. Maybe they could beat. Come on, Google. Help me out. No, it's Charlotte this weekend.
They got Charlotte this weekend?
At Charlotte.
Really? Charlotte, they've hosted some people.
The team?
Yeah. They
got drugged by App State on Friday night.
I know, but they've hosted other teams that come in there. But
oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who, but it just sounds like
it's a good recruiting trip for UNC.
Yeah.
Because you got to fence in the Charlotte.
You got to block off that Charlotte. It's some good ball, like Independence High and all those.
I'm sure there's good players.
But Bill, yeah, they give Bill a damn game ball after this game. It's going to be the funnest.
Oh, he's got Richmond after that.
There you go. That's two wins.
The Spiders?
Yeah.
Beat the Spiders.
That's two wins.
Okay.
That's two wins right there. Now, Max got to be the quarterback.
Max needs to play quarterback.
Yeah, Max needs to play quarterback.
All right, that's enough. Enough North Carolina for 1 week.
But it was more or less just talk about him.
Yeah, we're taking that side. Yeah. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
This is where they come alive. You see both of them. 4 Oscar Delp and 7 Lawson Lucky on the right side of the formation. Stockton pulls it again. Stockton into the end zone for the second time on the ground.
So that was part of it on Saturday for Georgia as they beat Marshall 45-7. Nice, tidy win. I mean, they're up 45-0 in the fourth quarter. It was about as simple as you could want. Didn't show a ton. Pretty vanilla offense, which is what you're going to expect in a game like that. I wouldn't expect it to be any different this weekend against Austin Peay. And then you got Tennessee coming up in the third week of the season. So stay healthy. Get some, I don't know, practice, basically.
Yeah, I mean.
Basically preseason games.
Yeah, man. Hey, mama. I'll be there.
Some of those guys will play.
Yeah, but a lot of them play, man. I mean, this team is so young that they got to play them. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it's still one of those things when you listen to Kirby after the game, it's about practice and practice and practice. And that's been the reason why some of these dudes don't play, because they don't perform how Kirby wants them to perform in practice. He's real big on Andy, and that won't change anything.
Well, I meant the Austin Peay game will be kind of like practice.
Yeah, too. but you want to get. I'm talking about. I'm looking past this.
The practice they're going to have today, is going to be harder than the game they play.
Yeah, it was cool, man. You did what you were supposed to do. No worries. Gunnar Stockton had a couple touchdown runs, a couple nice passes,
couple touchdown passes.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was good to see Zachariah Branch get the ball and get to see what he can do when he's in the open. And I thought that defense. I know it's just Marshall. I thought they were flying around.
I agree with you.
I thought they were flying around.
I agree with you. When the starters are out there, and I know that they go deeper than just 11, but the guys that are going to play, you got to see some
KJ
stuff.
KJ was balling.
Yeah, KJ Bolden's awesome. Yes. Raylan Wilson looked good. Chris Cole was a guy that Roddy told us a bit more about on Friday.
Yes.
That's a big dude.
There's some big. Like, they got some biggins.
Yeah. There's
some biggins.
They do.
Yeah, man. They do. Yeah, biggins.
Now, there's some guys on that defense. I mean, no surprise.
Yeah.
It's Georgia's defense.
Right.
There's going to be some specimens on that side of the ball. But they were flying around. They were hitting hard. They looked really good. They looked very motivated to not allow any points.
Right.
Which they didn't. At least the starters didn't. And I'm sure they'll look similarly in the first half against Austin Peay this weekend as well.
Yeah, but I mean, at least you got to continue to get comfortable with, I mean, because it was a boring game. It was a boring game plan.
It was.
Nothing special. And they went out.
Which is what you want. The
last but it was good to see him. I don't care. It was good to see my dog.
Yeah, man. It was college football on Saturday. You got
so it was, I am sure,
you
awesome
put your
to see
Georgia
my damn,
gear on.
See my damn dog.
People
on
got
Sunday.
To go to the game. I mean, again, like I told you, I got barked at by a grown man yesterday.
I would have barked back at him.
I was like, he was kind of like at a stop sign and then started barking and drove off.
Just randomly.
Yeah. And I was like, well, he had a Georgia bumper sticker. I assume that was Georgia related. I don't know. Could he just tell that I was a Washington fan? I don't know.
Y'all bark at each other?
No, we don't bark at each other.
What do y'all say to each other?
I don't know.
Hey.
Go Huskies. How are you?
Hey. How are you?
Hey, man. How's it going? How do you think Washington's going to be this year?
I don't know.
A lot of new faces. Hey, we won, though.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to say. I mean, everybody's cool won. Yep. I mean, I don't know which one Abe claims, but I know.
Both of them won.
Oh.
Indiana. And Florida.
Which he has no stock in because he went to Indiana.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I believe his dad went to Florida.
I know Mr. G did. And Mr. G wanted to celebrate. Go ahead.
They beat Long Island. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No offense, but.
Yeah. How did Lagwood look?
He did good.
He did good?
Yep.
No surprise? Okay. So everybody looked good. I thought, you know, we talked earlier. I mean, Jackson Arnold. I didn't know he could run like that.
Yeah.
That was a great win for Clemson.
He was running all over the place.
That was a great win for Auburn, man. And then we talked about Castellanos doing his thing, talking it and walking it.
That was fun to see.
Him with the Gus Bus.
Him,
I'm just telling you.
And then just there's some other weapons on that offense, too.
Did you see B-Mac do the post-game?
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool right there.
That was really
cool. That was really, really cool.
Yeah, awesome to see him in there doing that as a Florida State alum. But, yeah, no, I think probably the performance from the weekend that stands out to me the most was his.
Yeah, he was outstanding.
He was phenomenal.
He was outstanding. And again, you put him with Gus Malzahn's offense. Tell you.
And again, they got some other guys, man. Yeah. Like that track guy they kept running jet sweeps to, scored a touchdown on one of them. A couple of deep balls, guys getting behind the defense. Obviously, the flip side of that is Alabama looked.
They didn't look good.
Man.
They didn't look
prepared. They looked rough.
They didn't
on
look
defense.
Prepared.
And that was the thing about it was supposed to be that defense, all these mm-hmm. great players, maybe the best defense in the country. Yep. And who knows? I mean, it's week one. Maybe they'll bounce back and be that. But they were getting pushed off the line, just like last year in the Vanderbilt game. Like a team that you're supposed to be better, and Florida State and Vanderbilt aren't the same thing, but you know what I mean. Like a team that you were supposed to be able to be physical with, you couldn't. They couldn't get off the field on third down. Like Florida State was just. It was bullying them, and you're just not used to seeing Alabama defenses get bullied like that.
Yeah, I like Dabo. Just a quote that only Dabo can say. He said the loss to LSU is like a final exam on the last day of class. They made a 65, we made a 58. Neither one of us were great.
Yeah, I guess
they were just better than you.
Yeah, they were better.
Yeah,
yours was at home, so it's a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay, Dabo. It's okay.
It also wasn't a final exam on the last day.
Yeah. It was the first day of the
class. That was like a test on the first day.
Yes,
that's like an aptitude test
to
see where you're at.
Exactly. And right now LSU.
I agree. Coming out of it, I thought they both looked good. Like aptitude wise, I think both of those teams have a great chance to be in the college football playoff.
No, I think all the teams, except for Alabama, and because it's Bama, maybe, but I think they all still got opportunity. They do. Nick Saban said a great thing about it is like you get the chance to be better from week one to week two.
Yeah.
And he mentioned it, and I know, and that's got to be another hard thing to go when we were talking about going after the man is it's him. And then when he breaks it down, me and Alabama fans think, it's like, oh, damn.
Because it's not just that Nick Saban was the person before you. Now he's on game day.
Yes.
Talking about you.
Yes.
Every single Saturday.
Yes.
And doing a really good job.
Yes.
Like, obviously. But it makes it worse.
Did you hear the whole thing with on the game day, which was, you know what, it was great.
They did a great job.
Great job.
They did a great job.
Coach got all of them right, which was great. But
He nailed all of his picks.
It was really good, cool. But even, I think it slipped out that he spoke to the team.
Who?
Nick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so you're like, ugh, okay.
It was all. It was always going to be tough.
Yes,
it was always going to be a tough transition, and it has been.
Yeah, yeah. 5-5 the last 10.
He's lost more games there in 14 games than he lost in his whole time at Washington.
5-5 the last 10.
That's crazy. They've lost four games
unranked
as double digit favorites.
Yes,
four games against unranked teams. Yeah. I know.
He's in trouble, man.
He is. I don't. They're not going to fire him tomorrow.
Man. No.
But yeah, I mean, it's going in the wrong direction to be sure. All right, Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on that. I'm sure he's got a unique opinion on what's going on at Alabama. Obviously, talk to him about what happened on Saturday with Georgia. Look ahead to this Saturday as well and some of the other big stories from the SEC. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On the game. 20 minutes away, actually 15 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open here.
Man, do you need?
First chance to call in. You can sound off on what happened in college football over the weekend to your team or other teams if you want, or obviously ask us a question as always. Any question, any topic, but Tuesdays at 1:20, Brandon Adams stops by, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. BA, how are you?
What up, B?
Boy, I'm great. Football's back. Weather's gorgeous outside. Yeah. It's an awesome, awesome day.
I know that, you know, Saturday was Marshall, so it sort of was what it was. But they played, and it was fun to see them play, and they played well. What's your biggest take from what you saw Saturday?
Well, I think the most fun thing about it is you saw a couple new playmakers really emerge for Georgia. Zachariah Branch, everything we were told that he would be transferring from USC. And frankly, that's what he's supposed to be. I'm sure that Georgia spent big on him, and he showed you why on Saturday, 48-yard touchdown. I think it's really exciting, though, to consider what Dwight Phillips and the role that he might have in the Georgia running game. Georgia needs more help from the running backs. I thought the running backs on Saturday we're kind of okay. This Saturday, I would like for someone other than Gunnar Stockton to be the leading rusher. But in the midst of that, Dwight Phillips, I think, just looks really fun. He knows how to run around people. He knows how to run away from guys. That's a valuable commodity, I believe, for the Georgia offense.
What'd you think of Gunnar? I thought he was fine. I mean, me and Andy were talking about it. I think a better defense, he might have got smacked on a couple of those on one of those touchdown runs, but I thought, all right,
he
was fine.
Yeah, I thought he was fine. I mean, it's good to have that dimension with the legs. My prediction is he won't run as much against Tennessee as he did against Marshall, nor do I think he should. I thought through the air, it was fine. I think it could have been better with the caveat of who knows what Georgia was really willing to let him do and what they wanted to show and what they were trying to do. Some of this could have been game plan dependent. I won't pretend to know, but he was just slightly above 6 yards per attempt in the first half. That's not a great number. It was better in the second half because of the branch touchdown primarily. Not terrible. I don't make a big deal about it. But, you know, Georgia, more often than you probably realize, has been up above 9 yards per attempt with its quarterback. Multiple quarterbacks have exceeded that number for a season. I don't think that's too ambitious of a goal for Stockton either. I would like to see him be more efficient when he throws it. And this Saturday against Austin Peay, I hope that he will be.
One of the things it's always fun to ask you about, because you do a great job of it, as you have to, doing the podcast the way that you do, but finger on the pulse of the fan base and kind of gauging the reaction. What are people happy about coming out of the game? What are people not? Because there's always going to be something people are not happy about.
So I would say there's a degree of cautious optimism. People are mostly happy, and that coincides with, hey, just football's back, so we're happy about that. Yep. We've got something to talk about. People like that, too. I mentioned some of the good stuff. People love K.J. Bolton got a block punt. They were thrilled about that. I think the offensive line has been called back into question again. Georgia got stuffed on some short yardage a couple times. Yep. Overall, had some lost yardage plays. As I said, no back other than a pretty good showing from Dwight Phillips. You didn't see the big day from Nate Frazier. I think folks are still asking questions about the offensive line. There is some curiosity about the injuries. And there's also the curiosity of, what would this look like if you're playing a real team? And we won't know that for 2 weeks.
I mean, they're big on the offensive line. I know one of the young men got his ankle rolled up a little bit, but, I mean, he was just out there whipping ass before he got hurt and everything. So, I mean, going back into what we talked about 2 weeks ago, is this still the biggest question with this offense, is the offensive line?
I mean, I think probably so. It's certainly among the biggest questions because it was not a group that played great probably a year ago, but you still like the component pieces, you know. A positive story seems to be Monroe Freeling. Freeling would be the first to tell you, had a very bad game against Notre Dame. He was also injured during spring practice. Mm-hmm. Now he seems healthy, and people who know more than me have told me they thought he had a really good game on Saturday. I'll take their word for that. You know, Juan Gaston, as a true freshman, emerges as a starter. That's kind of a cool story. Then he gets hurt right away. Kirby was very tight-lipped today about how healthy or not Gaston is. I guess we'll have to wait and see. The assumption is big guy and ankle, that's going to linger for a while. So it's still very much a work in progress. Ernest Green seems like he's still battling something. How significant is it? Once again, we don't know. Significant enough that he didn't play very much on Saturday. So I think we just don't know. It's going to take a real opponent to determine. But going into Tennessee next two Saturday nights from now, or Saturday afternoons from now, you better believe how the offensive line holds up there is going to be something a lot of Georgia fans are paying very close attention to.
Brandon Adams joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some Georgia football, talking college football in general as well. And you know what it is. It's week one. There's going to be big reactions, some overreactions. I think some things are just getting a lot of attention because they're big stories also. I don't think everything's an overreaction. But if there was one thing or two things from this weekend that you think are being overreacted to, what are they?
Well, from the standpoint of a Georgia conversation, I still think Alabama looms as a very tough game for Georgia. Agreed. Final Saturday in September, despite how bad they looked against Florida State. And here's part of why we love college football so much, because it has the ability to surprise you. And every now and then, it just reminds you of how incorrect your predictions can be. I wouldn't have seen that implosion from Alabama coming from anywhere. I didn't see it at all. It did happen. It certainly suggests that Kalen DeBoer's got some real problems, but I think that's still a very tough game for Georgia overall. I think Alabama will certainly figure more out eventually. They had going for them against Florida State. So I would caution any Georgia fan, myself included, we could laugh at Alabama for how bad they looked, and frankly, we should laugh at them for how bad they looked. But that doesn't change the fact it's still a tough game for Georgia, especially given the history of Georgia against that uniform.
What do you think about the, not necessarily how he played, but the whole Carson Beck loving football again?
I mean, to me, that whole storyline was the silliest thing I've seen on Sunday night. You used the word fine earlier for Gunnar Stockton. I thought Carson Beck was fine. He was fine. He played okay. You know, this idea that, boy, he's got his passion for the game back. When the narrative wants to write itself, it will write itself no matter how small the evidence is to support that. Do you realize that the numbers that Carson put up against Notre Dame Sunday night were almost identical to the numbers that Gunnar Stockton put up against a better Notre Dame defense in the Sugar Bowl? Difference is Carson won, Gunnar lost, but Gunnar wasn't the reason that Georgia lost the Sugar Bowl to Notre Dame. I'm also not trying to hate on Carson Beck here. He was fine. He made some good throws. He got away from some bad throws, which is pretty much what Carson Beck did for 2 years here in a Georgia uniform. Miami is clearly better with him than they would be without him, I think. And Notre Dame is not the team it once was, certainly with Al Golden no longer as defensive coordinator. And, you know, we'll see what's going on for them at quarterback. Frankly, I thought that Carr, for the most part, was just sort of fine. But it's really interesting how try-hard the narrative around Beck was on Sunday night when, for the most part, I thought he was fine.
Yeah, I know. You know what it is. It's just like we're talking about. Yeah. Like, people love the if it fits the culture, if it fits the narrative, to try to fit it in there. Him going to Miami and all the flash and the glitz, and then the same thing with Gunnar Stockton.
Sure.
Old pickup truck.
Country boy,
all that kind of stuff. Now, again, we were talking about this earlier. I do think certain personalities fit into what fan bases want their guys to be little bit better. And I do think that he definitely, if he plays well and they continue to win, I think he's going to be a star down there.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is never 100% what you want it to be. I would say that Gunnar Stockton does fit my personality a bit better. I do like him, what he embodies as the Georgia quarterback. But to go back to what we said earlier, that doesn't mean he was perfect on Saturday. He wasn't. Right. There's a lot about Carson Beck that gets on my nerves. But while as Georgia quarterback, played the hero role against Georgia Tech, I'm grateful for it. Came back in against Texas in the SEC championship, handed the ball off for the game-winning touchdown. I'm glad that he did. Just because Carson Beck, I find him annoying, doesn't mean that he does. And I do find him annoying.
What is it about him that is annoying? Because I don't really know. I watch him play, and you hear the stuff, but like I haven't been around
him. All of the social media stuff, okay. Being led around by the nose by his girlfriend last year. Like, I'm just
led
not into that.
And the nose.
Listen,
by the nose.
That makes me 100 years old, which is fine.
Fair enough.
But I find that to be annoying. I do think that Beck has done some good things in his career. I'm sure he'll probably do more things in the future. But let's hold off on making this be.
Carson Beck loves football.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, I do high school games, which is a far different level than what they were doing on Sunday night. As a broadcaster, I can tell you, you do fall in love with the storylines for your game. Mm. That game becomes your child. It's precious to you, and you want to build up the storylines. I think Sean McDonough and Greg McElroy were both guilty of being pretty overwrought on Sunday night, I felt like, with the whole – boy, he finally loves football again. And boy, he just looks like the same Carson from 2023. Well, guess what? The Beck from 2023 also only threw 24 touchdown passes. Let's not rewrite the history of that season either, by the way.
Last one, B.A., what about the debacle up there at Chapel Bill last night?
You could have seen this coming from 1,000 miles away. Here is the arrogance that I cannot stand from these NFL types. The NFL is the highest level of football. Nobody disputes it. College football is underneath that. But that doesn't mean college football is easier.
Right.
It's different. It's not easier. So these guys like Mike Lombardi, the GM, Bill Belichick, the coach, Steve Lombardi, whatever his name is, that's the Brooklyn Brawler. These guys that think they're going to – they can't get the NFL job they want, so they're going to come to college football. They're going to pad their resume down here because it's easier. Guess what? We play pretty rough down here, and Bill Belichick, I think, is in the midst of finding that out.
Steve Belichick.
What I'm trying to say.
Bill Belichick's very excitable son, who's also the defensive coordinator.
He ain't getting that job.
Not at this rate.
Like, Bill's going to leave and let his son have a job.
I mean, if it goes like this, they're not letting him hand it off to him.
I know we got to go, but I have said the entire time I thought that Belichick would be an abject failure as North Carolina coach. I thought last night was the first of many disasters for them this season.
See, this is why you know college football's back and so great. Brandon's just
salty
coming out
BA's
swinging.
Here.
Carson Beck's annoying, getting led around by the nose. Bill Belichick, abject failure. I love it. Thank you, B.A.
Appreciate it, B.
Good to be with you guys.
All right, we'll come back. We'll answer every question we can during the AMA. We got 6 phone lines, so load them up. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You could tell.
He's fired up, baby. Different attitude. He's salty.
With football season back. Let me give a quick shout out. Our buddies from Old Dad's Wings, they're bringing us lunch by today, which is awesome. They're going to be here any minute. But I told them come later so we could enjoy them after the show.
You know what? I did see the message, and I forgot to respond. I was getting dashed out of the car. You did see.
So
okay.
They're coming now so we can have some little post-show wings, which is going to be great.
Nice.
They've been awesome throughout the years. They brought us lunch a number of times. They're opening their first brick-and-mortar shop in Dawsonville mm-hmm. on Friday.
Nice.
So the grand opening is Friday in Dawsonville, Highway 53 and 400.
Nice.
Old Dad's Wings. Delicious.
Old Dad.
Cannot wait to eat some wings when the show's over here in just a couple of minutes. But if you're up in the area, if you're up in Dawsonville, swing by Friday or any day after that to get some Old Dad's Wings. All right. Let's get out to the phone lines here. We'll start with TJ, who's in Covington. Hey, TJ.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good.
Hey, so I need some advice from some sensible married men, so I'm calling in. So I just got back from vacation. I left my dream car. 2018 Camaro ZL1. Told my lady, hey, look, if you need to drive it, it's cool, but don't touch it, right? So I get back this morning, and there's a scratch from the hood all the way to the back. So I asked my lady, like, hey, something you want to tell me? What happened with it? Oh, I'm going to tell you when I go on lunch. So I'm trying to sit here and keep calm and not start, like, throwing shit around and throwing away Stanley Cups and all that. But
that's a good way to get back.
This is a custom paint car, and I only driven it 2 times since I got it back.
So let me just ask you a couple questions real quick, DJ. Okay.
Yes.
So you haven't talked to her yet?
We spoke. She told me something happened. I didn't know what the something was. Like, okay. I just got here.
Until you just got home and saw it.
She didn't tell you when it happened. She wanted you to see it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And now you said, what is it? And she said, I'll tell you on my lunch.
Yeah.
Which is when?
What time are you going to lunch?
It should be now because I'm heading to the job. I can't wait. I need to.
You're headed over there.
Okay. You said it's a scratch. Huh.
It's a scratch. It looks like you know when someone bumps into them poles that be in front of Walmart to stop from going to park too close?
Oh,
yeah.
Like you just scraped against one of those poles.
Oh, no.
Damn, TJ.
So I'm not really mad about the scratch because we can get it fixed.
Right.
But I am mad about the scratch.
Yeah, I understand that.
But then also maybe the communication process as well.
Where the hell you was at when you say vacation and your wife went with you?
Good question.
Me and the boys went to the casino for the weekend.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
All right,
because vacation.
That's why I'm not too mad because I have a little, Blackjack did me well. But
Right. Okay. Yeah, but
it depends on what happened.
Yes, because especially because you didn't say she couldn't drive it, but you told her not to drive it. It's two different things, actually.
Those are two different things.
Two different things. And it seems like she, because this is when you tear folks' stuff up, when stuff like that happens. When you like, I know I ain't supposed to be driving his car, but come on, girl, jump in. We're going to ride around this Camaro. It was a beautiful weekend in Atlanta.
For riding around in a Camaro.
Yeah, and she probably got too cute with it and just like maybe try, hey, watch this, girl. Yeah. Just be patient, dog. You said it. You shouldn't have said it. So we're going to hold you accountable to it. You said it can be fixed.
Yeah.
So
I think it'll be okay.
I think you'll be all right. I think
it's tough, though.
Yeah.
All right. DJ is
I think that's what happened.
Call back later in the week and let us know what
I'm pretty sure.
Because I want to know what happened. Because to me, that's a big part of the story. DJ is incoming. Hey, DJ.
Hey, first off, excited about old granddads. They're like 2 minutes from my house.
Nice.
First thing, I just want to make a couple observations from this weekend. The first thing, I know Georgia obviously didn't let a whole lot out, but I thought Gunnar Stockton was in great control of that offense. And I think it was a pretty good showcase going forward. I'm hoping it sticks the same, but I thought he did a pretty good job with all play fakes and everything looked great.
Yeah.
And second thing, I've seen yips in a lot of games, but I don't know what Arch Manning was doing with that sidearm throw.
Yeah, yeah,
man,
yeah.
Man, that was awful.
Yep.
Yeah, they, you know, trying to do the different angles and everything, but it came off his hands so weird looking.
There was a handful of throws where his mechanics just got real, real strange. Even on that first one where he's rolling out, like, that's a throw he's made 1,000 times.
Yeah,
and
but
he was tight.
It did come out kind of just
weird.
Yeah,
that sidearm one was really weird.
Because
it was spinning weird. It'd probably be hard to catch the way it was spinning.
I think, you know, I don't even know who Texas got. Just go out there and just beat the hell out of them. Arch looked good. Have some cheers. Have some laughs and everything like
that. San Jose State.
But you beat the hell out of them.
And that's not the same one.
That's the blue team, right? They're blue, right?
Blue and yellow, yeah.
Yeah, they're blue, right, yeah.
But I'm thinking of Sacramento State, where their quarterback is the kid from Georgia.
Yes, Rashada.
Yeah, Jaden Rashada. Yeah. So that's a different school.
Yeah.
San Jose State, different school. Old dads.
Yeah.
Old granddads is a bourbon that I do enjoy.
Yes.
Old dads makes wings. Now, they could probably go together, and that would be good. Jim is in Buckhead. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show a whole bunch.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, one of the things I wanted to bring up was looking back on what you guys were saying about Belichick earlier. You know, it's interesting. Here's a guy that's used to having 3-4 games in the preseason before getting ready for the regular season, thus looking at film, seeing how they play together, et cetera. And here on the college level, zero. Yeah. You don't get the preparation. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, going into that first game, I mean, everybody knew it. He had no chance. Mm-hmm. However, I wouldn't count him out for the year. I'd say probably second half of the year, he starts picking up on what the advantages are to the players he has, and then he knows how to play him the best he can possibly play him. Thus, going back to the old Bill Belichick of how he sets up his offense and defense every single game.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, that's a really level-headed take, first of all, which I appreciate.
But he ain't got the players.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Is I do think, you know, there's going to be some wins on the schedule. I mean, they're going to beat Charlotte.
They should win the next two games.
Richmond. Yeah. They got Cal, because Cal's in the ACC.
They got to go to Cal, though.
They have to go to Cal. Yeah. They got Stanford at home, who's not any good. So Wake Forest. Like, there's some wins in the ACC as well. But I just think, I mean, you even saw it at the end of the time in New England.
It was talent thing.
The roster wasn't as good.
It was a talent thing.
And so the team wasn't.
He put it together.
That's right. Now, exactly. And this one, too, technically.
I don't know. And I have nothing against this gentleman. But Freddie Kitchens being offensive coordinator just.
Can't give all your friends jobs.
I mean, all of them. All of them got jobs.
There's going to be somebody out there.
Yeah.
Eric is in College Park. Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, Andy and Randy? What's happening?
Hey, Eric.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Hey, a couple things. I was calling to find out, have you guys ever heard of the Dirty Bird Nest? We're located inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Section 134.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay. All right. I'm a part of the Dirty Bird Nest.
Right.
You know, like, and you know, like, a lot of people talk about Atlanta fans, but in that particular section, we have to stay to the game till the zero on the clock, regardless of the score. We at the game, time the gates open, we march in, and we're the crunkiest section in the Benz. Not sure if you can see that. But one day when you're in the Benz, maybe y'all should come over there.
Maybe.
Also, whenever we score, I'm the guy that do the push-ups. I wear a helmet, mask, throw the pants.
All right, Eric.
So that's me.
Okay.
How many push-ups can you do in a row right now?
Well, right now I do about 100 straight. But
there you go.
It depends on what the score is.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sure.
If the Falcons score 7, I do 7.
Sure.
If they score 14, I do 14. It depends on the score.
Right.
And Andy, you need to let Randy look at your lineup for this upcoming weekend, your fantasy league, because you play the Dirty Bird Nest push-up crew. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Oh.
You and Bo.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, he's in the group?
He's in the league.
Oh, okay.
So we start. All right.
Yeah, dude, and, we got John Abraham on our team talking trash already.
That's right.
Him.
Abe was at the draft.
I need to.
He was at the draft. Thank you, Eric. We appreciate it.
Which one are you talking about?
The Coca-Cola.
Oh, the Coca-Cola. Okay. I was like, you're talking about the college football? Oh, I didn't even look at this thing.
You want to have a look at our Coca-Cola fantasy football NFL team for us?
No.
Oh, he said you should.
Oh, I thought he said I should be a part of it because I was like, y'all told me I couldn't do it.
No one told you that.
Yes, y'all did. No. And not so many words. Y'all basically, like, kind of.
Invited you to the draft.
No. That was not an invite.
In different words, we said, hey, do you want to do it?
That was more or less.
You should be a part of it.
That was more of y'all just.
You said, no, I'm cool.
This is more of y'all doing with the thing. We know he's going to say no, so we don't ask.
Okay, fair enough. But when it did come up, we did say, if you want to do it, which you're right. That's not exactly an invite.
If I want to do it.
That does feel like
if I want to do it, that don't sound like a genuine invite.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, if you want to do it.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
It's how you said it.
I know, but you don't want to do it.
It's not that. I'm trying to figure out how the hell.
But you still want to be invited. I understand.
What happened in this football thing that y'all maybe spend $50 in?
The college league?
Yeah, I don't even know if I wanted that.
You did not. Okay. You were very close.
Okay.
You had a pretty good week.
Okay. Probably did a lot better than I did.
Huh?
My team did not do well. It's 1 week. And dead last place means you had the least points scored. But I do think Bo had the least points in the league.
Okay.
But I'm sure he'll be back. Bo's a perennial contender in that league. So
I lose in the semis like every year.
He'll probably be okay. Have you ever won it?
I think I did. Who won last year?
I don't know.
I think I may have.
You get some bread? How much?
$500.
You get some money?
Wait, you remember?
Did you get paid?
Yeah, if I wanted it.
Oh,
yeah.
I need to pay, by the way. I think at some point they start
locking. How the hell is this going to happen?
Locking your lineup.
Like, how's everybody stop? Like, everybody but me's paid.
No, there's a, like, I think week two they lock your lineup until you pay. So I gotta,
oh, really?
Yeah, I got to pay. Don't worry. I'll pay. If you win the league, you'll get your money. Don't worry about it. Evan is in Statham.
Right.
Hey, Evan.
What's up, guys? I have a suggestion and a question.
All right.
So the quick suggestion is I've been listening for so long. I remember the early days of the AMA when you could text in and you guys would fire off a bunch of text questions.
Oh, yeah.
So I also love the phone lines, but what if you did like maybe once a week, like Tuesday text line AMA, then it was just text line?
All right.
I think that'd be fun. Question, I randomly had the thought of staying up in college. I pulled an all-nighter studying for a test one time. So what's the latest you guys ever stayed up in college? Was it for a test or a project or what was it?
Oh, man. I stayed up all night while my girlfriend did my parents' project, but because I didn't want to go to sleep and leave her hanging.
You're just being supportive.
Yeah, I was being supportive.
That's nice.
I sat there in the day and watched her and got you know, the materials that she needed.
There you go.
And that was it.
That's good support. Yeah. Oh, I've many all-nighters. I was a very, especially early in undergrad, like the first 2 years when you have to do all the stuff you don't really want to do, like the prerequisite courses before you get into the stuff you really care about.
Yeah.
I would wait till the end.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Anthropology 100. Everything I learned about that class, I learned in the 24 hours before the test and forgot immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a master crammer.
Yeah.
I am. I'm a master crammer.
Master crammer.
My
hadn't had a good one yet today. There's a couple okay ones, but that's a good one.
Yeah, master grammar.
Yeah, I was pretty good at cramming. Yeah. Try not to cram as much these days.
Oh, no, you can't do it now.
Yeah. Throw my back out.
Hell no.
Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you guys doing today? That first call kind of threw my game off a little bit of them being married 35 years. And Randy almost said it too. You can't do things with the boys or the girls if the other sex is going to be around. And if your woman is thirsty or you thirsty trying to get attention, it ain't going to last. The last caller made me want to say something about cramming. I got to tell you, it's so funny.
All right.
Chemistry test, Georgia Tech, my third year. Thursday night, I was cramming for it. The test was Friday. It was drop day. And one of the most beautiful Delta Sigma Theta girls said, "We're having a drop day party tonight. I want to make sure you're there." I said, "Yeah, I'm good. And I went, sat down. And when I woke up, it was Saturday because I had took some no-dos Thursday.
Oh,
and when I woke up, it was Saturday. I missed the whole Friday and half of the day Saturday.
Way to go.
And my question is, and I'll make it quick. And I know, Randy, you're a former professional athlete. What professional athlete living today that you love to have a, not just shake hand, but have a couple of 2 minute conversation with? Mine is Kareem and Dr. J and believe it or not, Dion. I've actually got to meet and kind of have a chit chat with a lot of great athletes that I admire, but those three have eluded me. Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck.
Oh, man. I always talk about, like, that was one of the best times. Like, I didn't take advantage of it like I thought I should have. Is when the 72 team came back.
Oh, yeah.
It was my rookie year. And I remember just sitting there talking, because they had like a little, after practice, they had food for them. We all sat and had lunch with them, Bunk, and to sit there and listen to some of them stories. But like everybody was getting all this stuff signed by them. I was like, I don't want to sign from these dudes. I want to sit and talk to them. And listening to like Zonka and them dudes tell stories, it was freaking awesome. But I dig the Kareem thing, though.
Yeah.
I dig the Kareem.
That would be really, really interesting.
Yeah.
All the guys that are coming to mind, I can't remember if they've passed over the last couple of years or not. Right. I think they have. Like, didn't Bill Russell just pass?
Yes.
I'd love to have talked to him about his time.
Yes.
I mean, Hank Aaron would have been incredible. I know he passed a couple years ago. This is great. I'm just thinking of all the guys that are recently
man, because
dead.
I mean, in this job, that's one thing I did not take advantage of in this job, is I did not use something to meet Hank Aaron.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to meet that man so bad.
Would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome just to meet him.
Yeah.
Just to meet him.
Agreed. All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I do like that Chuck was talking about no-dos.
Yeah.
Brought it full circle.
Yeah, man.
We were talking about Jesse Spanos earlier in the show.
This was before the show. Andy said he found out where the Unks are in Charlotte.
I did, actually.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Enjoyed my trip to Charlotte this time. We went to the right part. Yeah. I was like, oh, here's what you guys are talking about when you say Charlotte's not so bad. Randy's a master crammer.
I am.
He's a master crammer.
Hey, you have to put out an injury report on Wednesday, but you really don't have to put out.
Yes.
And time heals all wounds, unless you get stabbed.
Yep, twice.
I don't know why I find this funny, but the combination headband bandana into head bandana.
Thank you, Abe.
Thank you.
I found that funny.
And according to Sydney, Nelly Furtado had two kickers, 12-inch subwoofs back there.
Yeah, I had that one written down before Master Crammer.
I'm just telling you.
Nelly Furtado has yams.
I did not know her game like that.
Right at the same time, my mom texted me a picture of the word yams
on
the wall.
She listening over there?
In Copenhagen. No, she said she can't get it.
Oh, okay.
We're banned in Denmark.
Yeah, they got us.
Too hot for Denmark. Add it to the list. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.